for Peter of Doreen's, and so forth and so forth. Mm-hmm. So, anybody else you want to mention, Louise? You know, I don't mind giving them a plug.
Wow, there were so many. I mean, it was all those small businesses and all the promoters and, you know, that really were the heart and soul. And I always said that the thing that was kind of nice, especially about your show too, is that you could be a listener, you could be an advertiser, you could be a guest, you know.
Yeah.
The whole thing was very fluid, like, you know, and that's the way it should be. It should be like an open door kind of welcoming. If something important happens that you wanted this community to know about, it should be accessible, you know.
Right.
And
right.
It's because of that kind of involvement that it all worked out, you know.
Good.
All the artists, amazing.
All right. If you want to stick around, Louise, and Faith will be there, and Pat Dillon gonna come in. I see Brian Smith is there, Mark Henry. Who is Mango? I need that mango to eat. When I see the word mango, who?
Mango Bay?
Mango Bay? Who is that handsome guy?
I think Mango might be Pat Dillon.
Oh, okay.
That's the only person I could think of, right?
She under disguise.
But she's it's not connected, so.
Okay. Yeah, no, it doesn't really matter, but I would like to know. Right after 7 o'clock, we're going to get into a little round table discussions, because I have some things I wanna discuss. Just recently, this week, too, something happened that it's unnerving. So let me play some commercials before Louise, you know.
Bites your head off.
Bite my head off, and, you know, so... we'll play the commercial, we'll get back, we'll play a little music, and then we'll get back to the chit-chat. I must remind you that you're listening and locked on to CKUT 90.3 FM, and we are broadcasting on Zoom. But these are selected people who we wanted on the panel to discuss life in general. I see we have the president of the Jamaica Association, and the man who knows about money. Between him and Faith, they are money people. They can chit-chat some money and enlighten my darkness. Tell me how to, Brian Smith, he can tell me how to make some money. So let me play the commercials, and we will come right back to you guys, all right? Because we got to get rid of these things. Get rid of them.
Turkey till Valentine's Day, but it's time we talk about our resolutions. Please, stay at home and limit your contacts. Let's protect each other. And if anyone has a recipe that calls for 17 pounds of leftover turkey, I really need that. Like, really. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
This guy really needs a 17-pound turkey. I'm telling you. Let me get into this.
Hi, this is Derek Sager, stay-at-home dad and pre-COVID comedian. I'm sorry, I'm eating a hot turkey sandwich. Again, I made tons for the holidays. I'll probably still be eating turkey till Valentine's Day. But it's time we talk about our resolutions. Please, stay at home and limit your contacts. Let's protect each other. And if anyone has a recipe that calls for 17 pounds of leftover turkey, I really need that. Like, really. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
God, they have a bunch of hungry people in that place. Ah, you know, I'm not saying anything because I'm talking here and hearing all them 17-pound turkey and I'm feeling hungry. CKUT 90.3 FM. Want to play this song? I just got a text here to Lynette, and you requested it, and your money is always safe with CKUT. This is Gideon James from out of beautiful St. Vincent and the Grenadines, along with a young lady by the name of Cleo. It's all about love. All right, so keep it locked. CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Call a friend. Tell a friend. We're live on the radio.
friends have all gone home. You and I are waiting for Santa Claus to come. There's a present by the tree, stockings on the wall. You're in love with me. It's the greatest gift of all.
The fire is slowly fading. Chill is in the air. All the gifts are waiting.
Enjoy that. And remember, you can request. I'll try and find them. It's not like the good old days when we had to get into the record case. Let me get a little bit of background music here. Because we're going to chit-chat now. Let me see who we have there. Vibe Time, Mark Henry, Faith Lynn, and of course, the Don Mama. Where's Pat Dillon? She didn't want to get in on this discussion. Pat, if you're there, come on in and just let's chit-chat a bit, all right? And I'm just going to start with all the panel that I have here at the moment with me. And I won't go through the trouble of introducing them, but everybody knows them, of course. Mr. Mark Henry, he is the president of the Jamaica Association. And what title can I give Vibe Time? This man does everything. But he's one of the community leaders who have done his best to keep and teach people to keep their heads high. And of course, my very beautiful co-host, always reaching out for the stars. I never say a woman could study so much. And exams here, exams there. And I totally respect her for that. And of course, Louise, the backbone of CKUT-FM. Folks, I just want to ask you something. I thought things like this. I was just reading Montreal woman asked why only black hair products deemed non-essential in drugstore. I thought we had gotten past these stages in Montreal. Can any one of you answer me and tell me at what stage are we in this thing now? That this would happen, that she goes in there and they put the plastic across, she can't shop there for black products. What sense does that make? Anybody can jump in. I'm not hearing vibe time there, brother. Oh, Zoom.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, good. So, first of all, I wanted to kind of take a step back, and anybody out there listening, Happy New Year to everybody. The provincial government, Mr. Legault, he basically, with this whole pandemic thing, products being essential or not essential, the reason why he did this was to, in a sense, try to protect the smaller businesses, because, you know, the first wave that we have, you could go and buy whatever you want. And a lot of the smaller stores were complaining to say, you know what, you're going to put us out of business and this and that and whatever the case may be. But this whole thing, as I said, it's a bag of confusion. Unfortunately, this whole situation now with the hair products at the Unipri and stuff like that, and I understand where the young lady, she's coming from, but I would just like to say, anybody out there, if you go to a store and you cannot get something or you don't feel you're being appreciated, take your money and spend it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Spend it where it'll be appreciated. You know, and I think Unipri, this thing could have just been an oversight. You know, I'm not going to come and say they did it on purpose because people want to make money, but, you know, we don't have to always jump the gun. That's me personally saying that. We don't have to jump the gun on these situations, you know, but spend your money where it's going to be spent right. And
we're going to get back to that point. Mark, what do you have to say on that?
Well, again, let me jump back also on behalf of myself and the entire board of Jamaica Association of members. We want to wish everyone a happy New Year 2021. 2020 was really a difficult year for everybody, but we managed to stay afloat. And all the best to you, Howard Stretch and Louise, for being the backbone for our community. So we want to thank you also, and just about everybody. I'm gonna side on that here on that side, as Brian mentioned before. I would like to think it was an error and a one-off. If it was something that I was that we could see right across all the Unipris and all the different stores, I think part of this is a I would say more of a lesson for a community to really push forward the multiculturalism where each you can really understand the other. Maybe if someone who was at that store, and I don't know the story fully well, I just heard it like everybody else, was able to identify who worked there. Maybe if there was sense of other cultures, I remember for our community who had worked at the store in particular could have recognized this, because before I passed it, I would more like this. And as Brian says, I think when we run these type of situations, probably the best thing is to file some type of complaint, not to really create an hysteria, but you know, really get to the bottom of this. We have community workers, we can find out, was this an honest mistake, or was it something that was intentional? And okay. I think it's very, very important that we don't jump the gun, because this could really set back a lot of the gains that we make if we jump the gun. We say it's racially charged or racist move, and it was just a common error, or find out why a black product was not allowed in and a white product is, and then we jump the gun, and then it turns out it was an error, or maybe the store manager not really understanding the difference between black products and white products.
No, but the store manager was a black young lady.
The store manager was black?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think I would more think it's more of, you know, again, I would more think without a proper investigation, think it's probably more of doing the groundwork to make sure that the right products were serving the right community, or if they were not allowed, that neither products would be allowed, rather than jumping a gun in this. This is my take on that. I would want more of an investigation to get more to the bottom of it, to find out what really happened in this
situation. The gentlemen both would like to have a further investigation. Ladies,
yeah.
Any of you want to jump in?
I saw the other day on Facebook, like a comparison that You know, like, funny enough, I think it was last week, Thursday, I went to Walmart and I started being in the process of sectioning off the stores. And I'm like, my God, what is this world coming to? But the other day I saw a comparison that there was products, like, say, for instance, sunscreen. And the sunscreen was deemed essential, whereas children's clothing for winter, like coats, etc., that was sectioned off. And that was looked upon as like more of a joke, and what an irony that we're in Quebec, where it's so cold, the weather is unpredictable. Like lately, we haven't had the worst of winters, but you know it is to come, and so we don't need sunscreen right now. So it's just maybe I think maybe it could be really bad planning, and it could really just be an honest mistake at this time. And what is the majority wants, which is they're not, we're like second thought, which is not really, it's not good. It is an insult, but it's really, they're going towards like what the mass wants or whoever is employed on the ground, and they don't understand the essential of those products to other people, community that are like not represented. Compared to their own, you know. So from my view, I think it could be an honest mistake, but we still would need to look at it.
All right. All three of you. Louise, you want to say anything on that?
Well, I think what's telling is the fact that people are clearly feeling quite sensitive about racial issues generally, and therefore, you know, either perhaps quick to judge, or perhaps, you know, actually underlining the fact that this kind of discrimination or this kind of microaggressions towards one group or another is something that people have to face, and they're getting pretty worn out about it, mm-hmm. and that therefore emotions flare quickly. And I think that's what the story tells me anyway. You know, the pandemic. A lot of us are like, you know, scrambling, you know, what are the rules now? What is permissible? What is not? If you're a business owner, I'm sure that's very stressful. And so, yes, of course, mistakes will happen. But the reaction is very real as well. It does represent something.
All right.
Yeah, Stretch.
Yes.
I think, you know, the problem is that they need to really identify what's essential and what's non-essential. Because if a pharmacy could open and sell beauty products, why can't Princesa, a store that only sells beauty products, be open?
That's a major point. I was coming with that point just now. I agree 100%. Why, you know, I don't know. Maybe you guys know more than me. I don't know anything about that. And why, you hit the nail right on the head. Why can't Princesa be open?
Yeah, because they only sell beauty products. And if the pharmacy is allowed to sell beauty products, why can't... I heard a story that a gentleman went to Canadian Tire to buy some oil to put in his car, and he wasn't allowed to buy the oil, but he was allowed to buy a windshield washer.
Oh, boy. I don't know. This thing is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
And so, go ahead.
I think what what I've heard... time and time again, I think the government, and probably not just particular to our government, has really dropped the ball on how they have managed the whole COVID crisis, I would say, in more ways than one. And I would put it more in a category, as everyone has pointed out, of mismanagement more than it being racially motivated. That's just my take on that.
All right. I see.
I'm going to jump in.
I was just going to introduce you, but go ahead and jump in.
Hi, Pat Dillon Moore. I think that, you know, from March until now, if I were in a steward position of being part of the government, I'm tired and I would make mistakes. I think the whole incident was unfortunate. However, there were a couple things. I think everything, in the same way that the George Floyd death and Brianna and Armin Armory, all of them serve a greater purpose and are, you know, ordained by the divine. Mark Henry, you might disagree with me. There have been some necessary conversations that needed to be happening here in Quebec And unfortunately, to a degree, this conversation is happening against the backdrop of COVID. There's something called due diligence, and I felt very sorry listening to the poor manager, but due diligence was not there. There has been so many times the Black community or any other cultural community has been an afterthought. And that's not the world. It's not the world like when I was growing up here. I'm born here in 1971, 72, and they used to sell stocking, and they used to sell a thing called spice. Well, the spice they used to sell, Stretch, you could have put it on, and you would look beautiful. But when I put it on, I am nobody, right? And by that, I mean, if you're going to be of needs to the community at large, you have to remember there's a multicultural community. And this was a conversation that needed to happen in the Quebec context. There is over 100,000 views on this video, and every CEO has got to remember when these things come down, how can I learn from it? And it was an embarrassing teaching mistake. I don't think it was racial, but we were an afterthought. We really, really were. And I don't think the young woman has been accused. Howard, you know his old daughter she is?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think she was looking famed. She is an influencer. But you know how many times here in Canada, how we have just bristled and broiled because we don't matter. Now, we already don't matter because of our language. But it became too much, and we're living in a digital time, right? So corporations need to get their act together and think with all things. There will continue to be mistakes, but I think after this, we are not going to be as much of an afterthought.
Right.
I mean, because she did due diligence. She did not put the poor lady's faces, and she told them as such, and it is what it is, right? I can't blame the government because them just tired, right? Mm-hmm. Although I want to tell you, Howard, I would like to get the injection the same buckle and the same time that Trudeau gets in the buckle injection. But that's another conversation.
That's another conversation. We're waiting on the vaccine so bad. I want to get it so bad that when I walk down the street, they will all look at me and say, yes, he got the vaccine because he's glowing. But anyway... So we all came to the conclusion that it wasn't really racially motivated, but it's a bit of a common sense. Bless you.
No, we were an afterthought. Don't afterthought me. The default setting cannot only be white Franco-Québécois. The default setting needs to be a lot more inclusive.
I hear you. I hear you. All right, so that part of it, I hope they will straighten it out and make some sense out of it. My next thing to the panel here, this has been a trying year for everybody. Now, can any one of you tell me what your year has been like so far? Anybody can jump in. Should I go with Vibe Time? He looks like he's not making any money now, so he wants to know.
No, Stretch, this year has been a very, very challenging year for everybody, financially, emotionally. This year, it's been filled with loss. When I say loss, I've had a few friends that have passed away.
Wow.
I have people who I've worked with who are sick. So it's been tough, you know, and I think it's just, I think every day that I get up and I go to work and I'm lucky to still have a job, that I just try to do the best I can and, you know, kind of roll with the punches and make use of technology. We're on Zoom right now. We could communicate and just, you know, try to make the best of the situation because
recorded, and that was to give everybody an opportunity to opt in or out in case there was anybody who didn't want to be recorded. So there was no opposition to that. So yes, it was recorded.
And I think, what's Stretch talking about? What this virus, whatever, it's not going to bother anybody. It's just going to come and go. But look where we are now.
Is your name Trump?
You know, where we are. And
Monday this week, this incident happened last Friday evening.
Right.
You know? Yes. So, yes. And so not only did they talk to the media, but as well to the police. So a report has been made, and I believe they're looking into it.
That's how I look at it right now until things get back to normal, and we don't even know what normal is.
Nobody knows what normal is, you hear me? Fit, anything you want to say on your ear? How was it? I know you had a lot of exams and all that. How was it otherwise?
I had a really, really busy year. So as part of the, you know, the people that are actually lucky to have a job, there's really a silver lining, because then sometimes you get taken advantage of. So sometimes you find yourself coming in a little bit earlier, or actually leaving or getting off and then going back. So a lot of work, a lot of work. And then there's the personal aspect that, say, for instance, things that you used to take for granted that, okay, your parents could just go to the hospital on their own, but now you bring them, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there's the parts that you do freak out of, saying like, oh my gosh, if something is happening to them, you can't go in. There's times that I dropped my mom off and I actually parked and I wanted to go in, and they're like, no, ma'am, you can't go in. Later on, they changed the policies, but it's just there are other times, other occasions.
Times have changed.
As it progressed. And then, say, for instance, someone you know well and they died. And then it was like, oh, well, there's only 50 people that are allowed to go to the funeral. Things that we took for granted just because of the way that we would pay our respects, you know? And to see all that change, and you wonder, if it's you, what if I get sick? Nobody that I love can be there to hold my hand, or I'm not necessarily you, but anybody that you care about, a friend, a family member. And those things, you know, it really makes you fearful and not take life for granted. It's been a really, really unreal year, and it puts things into perspective. Things that you never thought, like, wow, you know, that you should really take the time to slow down. I think that is the things that are coming out of the pandemic that is good. There's the things that, you know, like, you take the time to learn new skills, to really, because when are we going to ever get a time like this again? Because there is the negative, right? There's really a lot of negative, but then there will be a lot of positive that comes out of this. Friendship that will be formed, family that will get back together because out of necessity, and to see that the love was really there. And for us to really see that it's a small world and it's a big world.
Mm-hmm.
Technology that, you know, will enable us to facilitate developing new skills that we could get that opportunity that we necessarily wouldn't have, but just take your time to use it usefully, not just waste it on, you know, social media or whatnot, but use the time and use the resources that are there. So in
good.
The trying time, there's all that mixed bag of everything. That's all I'm looking at.
I hear you. Louise, what do you have to tell us? How was your year so far?
It was very challenging. I mean, losing my mom and then jumping
yes.
out of a truck.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I think we're all carrying this kind of stress that is about, you know, trying to process all the information and act responsibly, but still, you know, be supportive and compassionate towards one another. And, you know, how much risk is appropriate, you know, just it's quite the challenge to navigate. And also, I think the most important thing in all of it is just to remind each other to be compassionate, because we're all going through this together. So
yes. And so far, is that done smooth? I can't see too well. anyway, Mark, tell me what the year has been for you guys. And one of the things that Vibe Time mentioned is small businesses. I guess they're feeling the pinch, and in every sense of the word, how does the association survive?
So, again, let me sort of take a step back, and obviously, Vibe Time was Brian's lost some friends due to this COVID, and just about everybody who's listened to us who've been affected by this. I think it's important that we take a time to just to, you know, remember them and keep them in our thoughts and our prayers. For myself and the association, you know, my perspective as far as leading the organization now, as tough as it is, it's been for a lot of people. First of all, we haven't lost anyone really due to the COVID. I think maybe one of our members, so that's really good. We try to check up on everyone as best as we can, and try to be very thorough with that to really make sure membership are in good shape. I kind of use this year as an opportunity to reset. I said at the beginning that I had to approach it by seeing the situation as a glass half full rather than as a glass half empty. Are really a chance to just really slow things down, because we're going so fast sometimes, trying to get so much done, a little bit of a time. And if we want to speak specifically, not just personally. But
why don't you have to keep quiet first. There? You're damaging everybody's ears.
If we want to use the association, Jamaica Association, as sort of reference what I'm saying, we've been able to really slow things down, do a lot of renovation. I think when the association opens, people are going to be surprised. We were able to redo the bar completely. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to see that. Add a second urinal. We've been able to put some nice floors in the office, paint the board, and some of the membership have been just tremendous to do that. And also put together, you know, proper planning and processes in place. As far as our funding is concerned, We are funded by the government. So in that aspect, it's hasn't impacted us too much. We've been the recipient of some of these extra benefits, which we've had to apply for. More importantly, they see the work that we've been doing. We've done 33 activities for the entire year. And our food bank, we've served the highest level we've ever served, obviously, than in our history. It's been tremendous, and I want to give a big shout out to Sharon Nelson, who really is just strong arms that. Mm-hmm. You know, the number, I think over almost 1,000 people we've gone through the food bank, and so we've been able to really use this opportunity to reset and get ourselves ready for the best years to come, 2021. And we want everybody to be positive and just keep praying. You know, I'm in a praying man. I trust God is going to really do something special 2021. And sometimes you're going so fast, you don't get a chance to smell the rose. You forget things. You don't get to really get things done properly. And I think it's an opportunity. This year was an opportunity, and I hope everybody did, to really reset, really take the time to really get things done. You know, one thing before I move on, we've put all our meetings on Zoom, and a lot of our membership, obviously the majority of our membership, are seniors. And let me tell you, a lot of them have learned that skill, man, getting on Zoom and doing quite well, and I'm so proud of our seniors, and it's important. I see some of our seniors now going up and get new phones. My mother refused to use a bank card for many years until the bank told her, hey, we can't help you anymore, and she was in a bad situation, a bad place. So what we're pushing now is technology and training and teaching our seniors and just about everyone, you know, get involved. And this year kind of sort of showed everybody that. So that's, again, we kind of look at it as a glass half full, more or less half empty, and really considering and very sympathizing at all those who lost loved ones to this very, very terrible virus.
Yes, it is terrible. But I want to get Don Smooth's opinion on this, because he's been a voice in the city for many years. And what's up there, Don? How is everything? And in your opinion, where he disappeared to? Okay.
Well, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. So, in my opinion, of course, as for everybody, it's been a difficult year. It's been tough. We've had to go through things that we've never experienced before. But I firmly believe that we will get through it and we'll end up better off on the other end. I have to send a big shout out because I've been working. What a lot of people don't know is that I have a side business and I've been working with different organizations in the community, the Kootenai Black Community Association, the African Canadian Development Pretension Network, ACDPN, WIPCA. I've been working with these organizations, and through the whole COVID situation, we found a situation where we can help out people in our community that were struggling and provide food and different things for them. So in my opinion, 2020 has been tough. It's been tough for everybody all around the world. I firmly believe that things will get better in 2021. And we got to stay positive and just keep pushing forward, man. And good things will happen.
Good. Well, I firmly believe that, too. I want to believe that, too. I just need for the premier of this country to remove that soldier guy because he rubs me the wrong way, you know what I mean? And I need the
Church, you just want the vaccine, man.
That's it. I want the vaccine.
Want the vaccine.
How do you mean? I want so much of it that when I'm walking down the street, I'm glowing, you know? So people will know I had the vaccine. Pat Dillon, yeah. How the year was for you? Is that Storm with you? How was
that Storm? Storm, let's give it to the youth. How was your 2020?
I think my year was rough. It's, I don't know how to explain it. My year was rough, you know?
No, but I don't know. Tell me.
My year was rough. My whole year was rough.
But there was some good things. You learned to read.
I learned to read.
Right?
In COVID. It was rough for me, but I learned to read.
That's it. I mean, that was it for us because, you know what? I had to learn to be vulnerable. I've never been a vulnerable person publicly, but being publicly vulnerable, like the rest of the world, I sort of felt like the merry-go-round slowed down so I can get on. And when I look back and I see people rebuking and cussing 2020, I look at what my joys were. And, you know, when Storm was born and she was 4 years old, they told us that Storm would never be able to read or write. Well, Storm wrote a book during COVID, right? Mm-hmm. We've talked to a publisher and we're trying to get that going. And she went back to school, and even that, I was afraid. I had to learn how to parent from a place of fear, but also to trust. So that's that vulnerability. And when she went back, the teacher said to me, oh my God, her skills have grown because I had to learn to do all sorts of things. And I have to be honest and say a lot of it comes from Storm herself.
But you know, COVID taught me a lot of stuff.
She has a little business now, and you know, things that we took for granted before, you know, are no longer for granted. I mean, I've had funerals for family members and things like that. So how do you give meaning in a different way? Those things were important. I'm in the process of having to reimagine who Pat Dillon is. And so I had to hunker down and look for new skills. And I'm not 100% there, but, you know, I'm finding new parts to me. And so I had to find joys. So it's been very good. But, I mean, how do you move from a point of fear? And how do you talk to yourself in ways when you don't know? You know, before we used to feel we had control. We'd say, tomorrow me I would blah, 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 blah. Well, COVID taught us.
Mom has a point because I never thought that COVID could teach me how to grow into a woman.
Wow.
No,
hear that?
No, honestly, COVID never keep me. The growth.
You know, so it's been all of those things, right? So I think my relationships are better because I am calling people and talking to them and speaking to them, and things are just more meaningful. It's, you know, I had to learn new skills, as your co-host said earlier. Like, I'm broadcasting from my house on different things, right? So it's been all good. So I don't see it as the big negative. There are a lot of memes out there cussing poor 2020. But I've taken a lot and have learned and gone forward. And to think, you know, I was happy to see you, Mark, because the night that they closed down the world, me and you were together sharing stories at Jamaica Association. And I always come back to that point, right? And what is important. And all of the members that I met with that night, what is important? And it's the stories of our lives. So that has been it. But Stretch, I long to see you, to me, Shad. Could you imagine, say, at the first time in a year, say, me seeing Louise? I never pan this. Look, Louise.
All right.
And, you know,
leave
hey,
Louise alone, okay? It's a
I'm
year
a
now. I haven't seen her, too. I haven't seen nobody in a while. You know, when you see my hair cut, then you know I've been down on Victoria. Right now, I can't go there. So, gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen, very interesting to note some people. I'm glad you're finding good out of this spot, because some of us really can't deal with the pressure. The suicide rate is out of the sky. I'm talking to a friend of mine who is a psychiatrist at Long Island Hospital. And he says, Stretch, you have no idea how many young people are killing themselves because of this COVID thing. You know, so
I can imagine. I can imagine, because youth is to be dating and going out there and pushing boundaries. So all I think, this is the time to say, before we hear people killing themselves, young people and parents, reach out and call us. We're here in the community, and it's really, that is what Boom Boom Time and West Indian Rhythm has been around about. Call us, reach out to us, and talk with us. And if nothing else, we're learning about.
I agree, because and people love Boom Boom Time.
Okay.
But honestly, I never thought that people could love a radio program.
But never mind the radio program. But now we have to reach to people and to hang on to people who might be going through a rough time. Call us if we're accessible, because it's scary,
you know,
right now.
Where did Drew disappear to?
I don't know, but that's a nice leather chair he have.
That's
that old boy money. He buying good leather chair, you know.
We're not here to personalize people placement.
No. Well, I haven't gotten to Mako in a long time, so I could Mako when I had to Mako.
Brian.
I love you. Oh, Drew. Hi, Drew. Hello, Drew. He have no head. We talking to you, Drew. Pick up your headphones, Drew.
I can hear you.
Okay, there's Drew.
Drew.
I'm just the background producer. That's all.
Well, I want to find out the background producer real quick. How has it been for you this year?
You know what? I was very thankful for the slowdown. Like, the COVID teaches us a lot, you know, because we always going at 100 knots an hour. And the fact that we got the slowdown, you know what I mean? I think, like, I needed the rest. You know what I mean? Working in the healthcare, I never stopped working. I've been working all the way through. You know what I mean? But the way that I see it is that this have put life on a pause for you to readjust a lot of stuff that's been going on. So with everything that's going on, when you come out of this, I hope that everybody comes out of this with a positive. You know, I mean, that's just my take on it. You know, I mean, you got to come out of this better than you went into it.
That's very positive. I want to remind those of you who are just joining us on the radio, you're locked into CKUT 90.3 FM, and we're having a little chit-chat here amongst some of the members of the various community, the community here in Montreal, and we just want to see and hear and feel what's been happening, because trust me, it's not easy. It's not easy mentally, and you know, some people, like I had a neighbor here who was telling me that they haven't had food in their house for the past week and a half because he got laid off from his job and all that, you know what I mean? So I know the feeling. I know the pain. I've seen it. I consider myself kind of lucky because I've worked with a company for 30-odd years, and I have no complaints, really, where that is concerned. But for the persons who doesn't have a job at the moment, I can feel it. Anything else, Vibe Time, would you like to talk about?
Just something I just wanted to talk about, Stretch. I know that everybody, you know, we're going through our tough times, but, you know, the world is still functioning. It's moving.
Yes.
And something I just want people to be aware of, because I have just become more aware of it because of...
This has been a rough year for her. I don't want to mention her private business on here, but it's been a rough year for my friend. And so it is. Life is like that. Life is a journey that we all have to go through sometime or another. It's now 5:45 in the p.m. and coming up will be Reggae Somewhere. I will see if I can get to my co-host to wish her a personal happy birthday. So what's up, Montreal? Everything is good? You're listening to the mix of DJ Nicholas. By the way, New Year's Eve night, you know, I didn't mention that I completely forgot. But listen, New Year's Eve, we will be broadcasting 6 to 9. We'll start at 6 in the afternoon, in the evening hours, until 9 p.m., and we will be by the fireplace. You know, every year we go to the fireplace at the hotel, but this year we will be doing it, you know, something. So you make sure you tune in at 6 o'clock, and Drew will be there, of course. DJ Nicholas will be there, all the crew will be there somehow on the Zoom. All right, so New Year's Eve night, 6 to 9, and then we go away for 2 hours, and we will be back at 11 to midnight, and it will be a party. All right? Oh, yeah, it will be a party. Hey. Yes, we're ready. We're gonna break loose. Ah-ra-pa-pum-pum. I tell you, nowhere is the soca music sweeter than on CKUT 90.3 FM. Here we go. What? Sweet.
Everybody let me see ya. 90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythm, 90.3 FM.
Finally found the birthday girl, and she's busy doing everything that you do for Christmas time. Hello, Fiedlin.
Hello, Sir Howard. How are you?
I am doing very good, and I was just wondering what happened to my co-host. I know you for the last 2 months you've been beating the books and all this for your various exams and all that, and I don't want to ask how you did until you volunteer the information. So, but I know you've been
thank
working.
Thank you for that.
You've been working extremely hard. So what else has been up apart from the examinations and all that?
Just life. You know, honestly, I don't know about other folks, but I feel extremely tired all the time because there's never, unfortunately, I never have any time for myself, you know. It's really go, 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 go. And the times when I get to sleep, I can't sleep. And when I should, you know, like when I shouldn't be sleeping, that's when I want to sleep. So.
I hear you. I know that feeling. I really do. Smoke some weed. No, I'm only kidding.
If only. I should try it one day,
no,
you know?
No.
I think I should.
No. I don't smoke. I never smoke. I smoke once, and that was it. Never in Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I should take up that or drinking, especially this time of the year, in light of everything that's going on. I say, geez, why have I not done this before? I should.
The good, no, I think the weed would be better. I don't know. Don't fool around with that. Too much headache. Although it's legal now. You know, I see a guy that just released him from jail for selling $10 worth of drugs. He spent 30 years in jail. I mean, what kind of madness in it? $30 worth of weed. He spent.
Yeah, but, you know, like our community has been disproportionately punished, criminalized for something that nowadays it's like seems so natural. It's part of a person's freedom, part of a person's well-being even. So it's about time some of these cases, you know, like are overturned, people's files get expunged, but that's a whole other story.
A whole other story.
So how is the Christmas preparation coming along for you?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Wrong
or you're
person.
Just looking?
I'm just looking. Christmas comes but once a year. I'm not a Christmassy kind of person. I just like the colors.
Yeah, so for me too. I love the colors. A few years back, I started to just detach myself from the whole, just the warp, just getting into the idea of like the commercialization of it all, and just going back to the basics. You know, Jesus
right.
was born in a manger, and you know, just the basics to see that sometimes you should just people that you sometimes they're off your radar, give them a call, you know. If you can give a dollar, give a dollar. If you can, please don't shame people into donating what they don't have, because sometimes they don't, right? Exactly. But if you can, then you do, because it can make such a big difference to somebody else, right? So instead of buying that extra something you don't need, if you can give it to that person that has so much pride but would not necessarily ask for it,
right.
I think those are the people that are the best to give, you know?
And as
the ones that expect nothing, but they would really, really, really need it and benefit from it at a difficult time.
What you
or at
said,
a time when everybody is celebrating and they just feel like, why should I celebrate, you know?
What you said there a while ago, to call someone, call a friend, because it's a lonely time of the year, and this pandemic thing not making it easier, because a lot of the plazas won't be open. People could go there, sit and see other people, even if they don't talk to them. But, you know, I try to call who I can remember and just to say hi, you know. So that's a good thing.
Or you could turn off your hydro and go get warm. How about that?
And do what?
Turn off your hydro and go get warm, or turn it down low and go to the mall and walk up and down and walk.
Oh.
So you walk off all the good food and all the bad food too.
But the malls.
But it's so good to hear you. I forgot my manners. Hello, everybody. Hello. I know it's been a long time, but I really want to take the time to wish everybody the best, the simple, the best of the holiday season. You know, make the best of it. It's not how any one of us would like to celebrate. For some people, it was always like this. You know, there's a lot of lonely people in the world. But wherever you are, I guess you should always be grateful once you're alive, you're feeling okay, because not many people have that chance, right? So cheers to life. Cheers to wherever you're at. Make the best of it. Happy holidays. And take the time to enjoy people. Talk to them, call them, etc.
All right. And I just want to wish you happy birthday and not too much wine tonight.
When I got some, I thought I needed it. I'm like, you know, this is going to be like the first time, but I think I need some now. I may chicken out, but I thought today I needed some.
All right.
You know, it's being a woman and you're like, wow, one more year.
No, I don't know what it's being a woman, okay?
You know.
When I get to that point, I'll let you know.
When you get to that point, count yourself lucky.
All right.
You don't have to dye your hair. You could enjoy your silver
Ooh,
fox.
Yeah.
You can enjoy. You don't have to watch that. Should I eat that cake? Yes or no?
I hear you. It's not easy being a woman. I tried it once. You know, it
you
didn't
tried
work
it
out.
Once?
Yes.
It's much more fun to be a gentleman.
Ah, I see. Oh, a bloody gentleman. Yes, my dear. So anyway, we're going to wrap up this.
Yes. So Merry, like next week, I guess it's Friday that's Christmas. Sometimes I don't look at the calendar all that much.
Friday
I'm just
or Thursday.
Busy putting my head down and working. But born 1 week before Christmas, my mom said I had to come out because I was like ruining all her appetite. So.
Your mom is a
she just had to have that curry goat, and I was in the way, so I better come out. So
week before Christmas.
It's about almost a week. So I'm not going to get the chance. The point is I'm not going to get the chance to say Merry Christmas to everybody. So indeed, once again, Merry, Merry Christmas, the best of the holiday season. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy anybody that's close to you. And that's it. Don't take anything for granted.
Thank you, my dear. Happy birthday. Happy birthday
to
you. Happy birthday to Faith. Happy birthday, dear Faith. Happy birthday to you. All right?
Thank you. You're the bestest.
The bestest.
All friends.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Have a beautiful rest of the evening. No wine, okay?
No wine, okay. I'll wine to the music, though. That's
yes,
the music when I tune in, I'm driving, I say, wow, it just lifts our spirit. So keep on being you and doing the good work that you're doing.
All right, my dear. Take it easy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Until next time, bye-bye.
That's Miss Faith Lynn Sankar, the co-host of the show, but she's been off for a little while, studying, exams. Oh, God. God, Nicholas, boy, I'm sorry, I couldn't listen to all mix, I don't want it, but no.